Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Side Hustle School community, listeners, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Throwback Thursday / Where Are They Now? Our weekly segment where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Recently, we have looked at handkerchiefs, energy gum, candles, the Sweet Afternoon Bake Shop in Toronto, Canada. Let's see what else. The budget savvy or budget frugal bride, something like that. Last week, we heard from the co-founder of Bean Goods, which sells dachshund-themed apparel for dogs and humans. That business has really taken off, seven figures almost, on track for seven figures, dachshund-themed apparel. So many things out there. That's why I love bringing this program every single day. So many opportunities. I hope you're going to find one as well, if you have not done so already. Now, today in our latest feature, our latest Throwback Thursday feature, we'll hear from Hannah Fastov in New York City. She's the founder of Go Dash Dot, which sells handbags and other accessories for active women. The original episode was called Totally Functional Bags, like totally for women on the go. Totally Functional Bags, women on the go. That was episode 801, if I'm not mistaken. So what has happened since? Well, a lot has happened. So let's hear directly from Hannah. And I want to encourage you here, notice how she speaks about her customers. There's at least one lesson in the next few minutes, so I'll circle back at the end. But pay attention, notice how she speaks about her customers as well as what else has happened, and I'll come back at the end to wrap us up.
Hi everyone, I'm Hannah Fastov, and I'm the founder and CEO of Go Dash Dot, and we are based in New York, New York, and we were featured on episode 801. Go Dash Dot is a collection of bags for women who work, work out, and go out. And each of our bags feature a separate compartment for footwear, a padded laptop section, a drawstring pouch for footwear, dirty laundry, snacks, and then a snap-in, snap-out pouch that can be worn as a crossbody or belt bag with the additional adjustable strap and tons of additional pockets and compartments. Plus, super important these days, our entire bags are machine washable.
Last time I was on the show, we were focused on building our wholesale business, and that was something that was really important to us in our strategy for growth. But I think something that we've learned along the way was that building our wholesale model, we were losing our direct connection with our consumer, which was the key to our initial success right off the bat. And so by going through a wholesaler, we were really going through a middleman. And so we weren't able to really create the product that people were coming to us for because we weren't speaking directly with the consumer. And so one of our big strategies was to begin to transition into more of a direct-to-consumer model. And then, of course, with the pandemic, that all got fast-forwarded. And, you know, here we are. That is what we're working on now. I would also say something else that really has changed since the last time was I would have considered GoDashDot at the time a gym bag company. And I think that's how I started it. But I think since learning more about our consumer, who she is, how she's using the product, and what she's coming to us for, we really are more of a lifestyle bag. And she's using our bag for, yes, to go to the gym, but also for work, for going out, for hanging out with friends, you know, for traveling both for pleasure and business, picking her kids up from school. And so she's really looking for a quality, multifunctional bag that can keep up with her multifaceted life. And it's really reflected in how we market our bags and speak to our consumer. When I first started, I had no idea how to make a bag, what a tech pack was, where a factory was located. And I just kind of went and I figured it out and I didn't think too much, well, what if this, what if that? And because of that, I definitely made a lot of mistakes along the way. But I think I just really learned fast and on the go. And I think, you know, that's the best way to do it. And so whether it's making a product, launching your e-com business, I think you just have to go. A couple months back, I was hiring for a web development position, and the woman that I was interviewing actually knew of GoDashDot because she heard her episode on this podcast. So that was super cool, and I felt like a celeb for like 5 seconds. But then also I just would love to share too is back in March, April of 2020 when the world, you know, fell apart and it kind of felt like, okay, bags are far from essential. What are we going to do? We heard actually from a nurse that said she found our bags very useful and she thought it was great for, you know, between her shifts, she can machine wash it, but also during her shift, she could put all of her PPE and items that she needed for during rounds. And so we made the decision to donate our entire inventory of belt bags, which was 1,000 pieces to healthcare workers. And the amount of like the level of gratitude and emotion that came from that was really a life-changing moment. But I think also more than that, it was our ability to kind of keep going and find the positivity in all of the darkness. And I think that that's so important in, you know, kind of pivoting and thinking about what your business is about. Obviously, it's to make money, but you also have to create a brand personality. And I think that is what really defined us as a brand and has been able for us to keep it moving along and keep people engaged in our community engaged in wanting to help and support us to make it through to the end.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you so much, Hannah. I really appreciate that update. And so cool to know not only how you've made it through the COVID time and how you're transitioning from the wholesale to the direct-to-consumer model, but also just giving away all those bags to nurses and healthcare workers. So cool. So that's what I wanted to focus on here, actually, this part about how Hannah knows her customers, but she also keeps learning about them. It's just something that struck me as I went through the transcript of this conversation. She talked about how, you know, at first she thought of her business as a gym bag company. But then by learning more about her consumer, and she even uses the pronoun and says, like, I'm learning about her, like how she's using the product, what she's coming to us for. Like, we really are more of a lifestyle bag, you know, to go to the gym, but also for work, for going out, for hanging out, both pleasure and business, et cetera. So she's really fixated on and even obsessed in a good way with like who is going to buy this product that I'm creating. Like the more you can know your customer, the more you're going to be able to create products that are a hit for them. And it's not only a one and done kind of thing because Hannah is continuing to learn about her customer. And you know, over the past year, she's had to transition from wholesale to consumer. And then when she first heard from a nurse who was like, oh, this bag is actually really useful for my shift work and all the stuff that I have to do, I can then wash it in the machine. So, you know, the road to success really is paved with understanding, like, what is the best possible product or service that I can create for my ideal customer? And that may change over time. Your products may change over time. Your customers may change over time. But the key is to pay attention to that and to listen as much as possible. So that's something that I took from this conversation. I am grateful to Hannah for helping us out with this segment. Check out go-dot.com or visit go-dot on Instagram. Also pretty cool that we were able to help connect her with her designer or developer. Throwback Thursday was one of the most popular new features of 2020. As you've heard, we're going to keep it going this year. Let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. Also, if you have a question, if you'd like to update us about your side hustle, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. And today's show notes, including links to go-dot, as well as anything else from the episode, those are at sidehustleschool.com/1601. 1601. Can you believe it? I certainly can't. But yet it seems to be true. So I'm going to go with it. All right, that's all for today. I hope you'll come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.